Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you that you allowed me to come up here and allow me to be able to preach this message, and I hope that it'll reach somebody's heart in this room today. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll be in our Bibles in Mark 5, 1 through 20. Our title today will be From Maniac to Missionary. Today I will be talking about the story of the Maniac of Gadara found in Mark 5, 1 through 20. We will see the Maniac of Gadara being transformed into a missionary for Jesus. Jesus had just finished calming the storm on the lake when he came to the other side, which was the country of the Gadarenes. The Gadarenes was not frequently visited by Jesus, but on this occasion they were. First of all, we see that man couldn't tame him. Let's read Mark 5, 1 through 5. And they came over unto the other side of the seas, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. As we see in the Bible that man couldn't tame him, verse 1 through 2 say that immediately he was greeted by a man with an unclean spirit. The man, verse 3 says that the man lived in the tombs because his family and city would not accept him with the demons. Verse 4 says that the man was so bad, the people of the city tried to control him with chains, but he would break them apart and rip them off of himself. Verse 5 says that no matter how hard anyone tried, he could not be tamed. And because he was possessed with demons, he would be in the mountains crying and cutting himself with stones. In these first few verses, we see that the man that had the demons in him was lost and on the road to destruction. He was possessed and really far from God. No man could tame him, and now we see that only Jesus could free him. As we saw in verse 1 through 5, no man could tame him. In verse 6 through 13, we see how Jesus does what no man could do. He helps him. Let's read verse 6 through 13. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send him out of the country. Now there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. Verse 6 through 8 say that the man could not help but worship Jesus, even with over 2,000 demons in him. The demons acknowledged Jesus for who he is. They also begged for mercy to not be punished. Jesus had compassion on the man by commanding the demons out of him. Verse 9 says that Jesus asked the man his name. The demons answered, My name is Legion, for we are many. To give you an idea of how many demons could possibly have been in a man, a legion is used to refer to a Roman army unit of 6,000 men. Verse 10 through 13 say that the demons asked to be spared, by going into this wine. Jesus allowed them into this wine, but once in, the swine ran over the cliff out into the sea and drowned. This freed the man from the demons. We saw that no man could tame him. Jesus was the only one that could free him. Finally, we see the change in the man. Let's read verse 14 through 20. And they that fed this wine fled and told the city, and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they saw it and told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, also concerning the swine, and began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when it was come into the, he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devils prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in the Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. In verse 6 through 13, the demons flee the man, but now we see the change in him. Verse 14 through 15 said, The swineherders told the town of what had happened to the swine, and they came to see. When the townspeople arrived, they saw a man that was changed, sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. Verse 16 through 17 said, They questioned Jesus on what had happened to the man and the swine, and after hearing the explanation, they asked Jesus to leave their country. Verse 18 through 19 said, The man asked to come with Jesus, but Jesus told him to be a witness to his friends. Verse 20 says that not only did the man tell his friends, but told the Decapolis, which is an area of 10 cities, of Jesus and how he changed his life, thus becoming a missionary to his area. As we look upon the life of the maniac of Gadara, we see a man with demons, outcast, rejected, and far from God. Within one day with Jesus, he is cleansed and allowed back into his home. Even in today's age, we can be a witness to our area, just like the man did in the Decapolis. And please pray about how you can serve and witness in the upcoming Hampton to Heaven. And if you don't know Jesus, talk to me so I can show you how Jesus can change your life, just like he did for the maniac of Gadara.